Yo, you're listening to Keyshawn, J. Will & Max, and during today's show, we gave out hourly winning words for our 10K a day giveaway. Hopefully you heard them and you entered. Remember to keep listening every day, every hour for your chance to hear the hour's winning word. Just remember, you have to enter before 1 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for listening. Good luck. And you get that cash. You get those bands. You get that Skrilla. You get that. Give me the loot. Give me the loot.
Keyshawn, J. Will & Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Man, this song reminds me of college parties.
Must be the money!
Woo, college parties were lit back in the day, boy.
Keyshawn, J. Will & Max, ESPN Radio, SiriusXM Channel 80, the ESPN app.
Do I remember college parties? Like, what do you... I don't know what that
If you remember them, were they really that good? All right. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. You could be a part of Keyshawn, J. Will & Max Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, by the way. We have some interesting questions for you today. Yesterday, we were talking about Luka and Giannis and how Luka said Giannis the best player in the world and Jay took exception to it. Nope, can't do it. A lot of people had opinions on that. Here's a question for today we're going to get to a little later. When Deshaun Watson left the NFL, he was a top, usually people had him top five quarterback. Is he still even top 10 because he got $230 million guaranteed? Putting aside the controversy for a second and the bad behavior for which he was punished, a lot of people think not proportional to the behavior. The point is he still even top 10? 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776, ESPN Nations presented by Dr. Pepper. The college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. Good morning, guys.
What's happening?
What's good, baby?
So, anyway, back to your party life.
Yeah, that song always set it off. You know what I mean? That kind of, like, set off the evenings.
Yeah, college parties was weird to me because I grew up in L.A., and I went to USC, and I went to school in L.A.
That's not college. You have more L.A. Hollywood parties.
That's what I was about to say. When I went to the college parties... I don't really want to be around these people, you know. And so,
when you see an Eddie Murphy walk by in the VIP area, have a different vibe to it.
You know, I'm 20 years old and I'm or 19 years old and I'm hanging out in places that guys that make, you know, Oscar award winning films are hanging out at. So you in the VIP section, like Jay say, with some of the top stars in Hollywood, because that's your
Meanwhile,
your lifestyle.
I'm having the fruit punch from the bowl that hasn't been cleaned off in like 10 years. What's in that fruit punch? Is that ever clear? What's in that?
Jungle juice.
Jungle juice. There
you
go.
We've
all been there.
I made a documentary here at ESPN, actually 30 for 30, on Trojan War, which is USC, the history of the program, the whole deal. And, you know, I have the whole club situation in there and it looks crazy, though, for college, you know? It was like,
It's called Trojan War?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It was different. It was different in New York because you go to the Palladium, the Octagon, Mars, all these clubs, Mark's Ballroom, whatever. You get to college and it's like...
It's a dorm.
It's different. It's different.
You got a dorm with a few friends.
It's different. All right. You know what else is different?
Why do you got to make the
voice and everything?
Like
because, you know what else is it? Because
no,
how
see,
are you supposed to do
what you have, here's how you
okay,
should
go ahead.
You should know this by now.
Nah, we'll
You've
see.
Been doing this radio hosting for like 60 years.
A little bit.
60 years.
You go, speaking of partying, a guy like Aaron Rodgers is looking to party on the rest of the league.
Yeah, but see, I can't. Once you do that, it's so embarrassing to do that. I'd rather just call attention to it. You know, like,
I mean, I just called attention to it.
Yeah, but no, do that transition so
bad. Aaron Rodgers is looking to party on a bunch of people the rest of the year.
Oh, no.
Party on a bunch of
cheesy sports thing.
That's cheesy.
It's like, speaking of, you know who was, let me use the same verb I used over here and we'll transition to sport. First of all, I was shocked that Rodgers and Pat McAfee finally buried the hatchet, and Rodgers agreed to appear on the Pat McAfee show. It was nice to see that McAfee could finally land Aaron Rodgers on his show. Here's Aaron Rodgers on whether or not he's going to play this week and why.
Well, we're not eliminated. I got good news with the scans yesterday, so I plan on playing this week. 8-4, 4-8, 12-0, 0-12. I'd be wanting to suit up this week because that's what you do. When you're a player, you go out there, and if you can play, you play. You don't need some doctor to give you an excuse. Oh, man, I don't know, maybe one more week. You can go out there and compete, and you have competitive greatness in your body, in your heart, in your mind. You go out and play.
See, I like him again.
Yeah, right.
You know, I like him again.
Love, hate, love, hate.
You know, a couple weeks ago, I didn't like him, but I like him again. And look, he's playing against Chicago, and if his ribs are tender, you know Chicago doesn't have a pass rush. There's no Robert Quinn, Khalil Mack, no Roquan Smith. There's nothing that he has to worry about.
Nothing.
He owns them. I think he's something like 23-5 against them, something like that, a lifetime record. So he owns them. And he knows that, hey, my offensive line, despite how banged up we may be in certain spots, they can protect me against this team. And if he could tolerate whatever little bit of pain, and I'm sure they got a little special something ordered up from the doctor that'll help him out, they'll be fine.
I love the answer, Key. I'm all for that. Like Aaron Rodgers playing through it. Matt LaFleur talked about this the other day. The fact that he's played through injuries and you don't hear him complaining. He's just doing what he has to do. I respect the hell out of that. But I really give this team a 0% chance of making the playoffs. I don't believe in them. Has nothing to do with Aaron Rodgers. Has everything to do with their defense, man. Like, their defense is really bad. Like, in week 8, okay, week 9 versus Detroit, they lose edge rusher Rashawn Gary. He tears his ACL. Week 8 versus the Bills, they lose Devondre Campbell, all-pro linebacker, knee injury. Since then, they've been giving up close to 443 yards per game, man. Like, that's not okay.
Well, it's not. You can see, well, we had Aaron Rodgers against the Bears. You were right, Key. It was, 23-5?
23-5, I believe. Right.
Yeah. For sure.
But the schedule for the Packers at Bears, that's a winnable game. Rams come to the Packers, that's a winnable
cold
game.
At Dolphins.
At Dolphins, you think that's an unwinnable game?
I
does the Dolphins defense
no, but Max,
really
you
keep
guys
you
still,
up?
You guys still hold on hope that like something by some divine intervention, Aaron Rodgers, because he told us several years ago to relax and win
that
run.
That is what it is.
That all of a sudden he's going to go on a run again where they won their last 1 out of 7 games, man.
You're right. No, you're right.
What makes you believe they're going to just run the table now?
What makes me believe? I don't believe that they will, but I can't rule out the possibility.
I'm doing it.
Mathematically, mathematically eliminated is one thing, but when you are still in it, you might find a little bit, and it may come down to the last game of the year. You got to beat the Lions, and 4 other teams got to lose.
Right.
Whatever the case may be, I'm not willing just yet to say because they're not mathematically eliminated that they can't win against the teams that they're facing. Now, the Miami thing will be tough because Miami could score. Can Aaron Rodgers and the offense put up the same type of points that Miami can put up? Because both defenses are eh.
We saw the Packers come back on the Cowboys, who then thrashed the Vikings the next week, right? Like, we can see that they are capable of competing at a high level. And that was the Cowboys with Dak Prescott.
I'll tell you, too. Last game of the season, baby. I mean, even if they do win 4, you know how much Detroit and Dan Campbell would love to ruin that party.
Jay, that's the most
are
dangerous game
me?
On the schedule
oh,
to me.
My God.
That's the
and
most dangerous game
well
on the schedule.
All year long.
The problem is in Green Bay.
Yeah, but,
yeah, but
still,
that's the trap.
That's opportunity. That's
the trap.
Team.
And I know, the Jets went into Green Bay and won. Who? Somebody else went in there and won that. Did the Giants go in there and win? No. The Jets went in and won.
No, the Giants beat them in London.
The Giants beat them in London.
Yeah. I mean, but that's the – it's funny no. because I yeah. could see – I think they will beat the Bears and the Rams, okay? The Dolphins and Vikings, they should lose too, but I would not be shocked if they won either or both of those games. I'm looking at that Lions game. It would be hilarious if they went on a run and then the Lions spoiled the party because the Lions are that type of team. They keep it close. They score points.
Well, they can run the football too.
Yeah, and that, right.
And that weather won't affect their offense because the passing game is not that significant to the Lions as much as the running game is.
Yeah. Meantime, I agree about Aaron Rodgers, the way he sounded. What really struck me is when he said – basically, you can reach for an excuse,
yeah,
right? There's
yeah,
some players you know, some people you know who reach for excuses and don't show up, right? Like that people know them
that's
in
like
any
him.
Job.
I
now,
like him.
You like him today?
Yeah, I like him right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Yeah, today.
Yeah.
We'll see you tomorrow.
I mean, I always like him, but I like him more.
You like him today?
I love that answer.
Do you like him today?
I root for Aaron Rodgers, man.
You like him yesterday, too?
I mean, I like Aaron Rodgers. I don't like the way Aaron Rodgers handles everything.
Right.
But also, we talked about this. The volume at which you get to know somebody when they're on a weekly pod and the comfortability that they have, some things they end up saying that you're like, but it's Aaron Rodgers, man. He's a legend.
I've never disliked him. I'm just saying I like him more, you know, because that's the type of dude that I want to play with.
Right.
I want to play with a dude that doesn't find excuses. And I played with guys in my career that every time you look up, there was something wrong.
Yeah, it's not
it wasn't
just,
really anything wrong, but it was something wrong.
Yeah. It's not just his talent that's made him great, in other words. He talks about competitive greatness, although he has a ton of talent. Obviously, that's a big part of it. Hey, guys, it's 10 past the hour.
As one coach would always say, he'll find an injury.
We all know them.
Not the injury he'll find him. He'll find the injury.
He'll find an injury. He'll diagnose himself.
So it is 10 past the hour, and we are in the midst of the KJM 10K a day giveaway every day on this show. We are on, by the way, 5 days a week, 4 hours a day. Every single hour on this show, we're giving away 2,500. So at the end of the show, we've given away 10,000. But four different people will win $2,500 today and tomorrow and the next day, etc., through the end of the show, December 7th. So it is winning word time. Get
money. KJ and Max, 10K giveaway.
And the word of the hour, this is the winning word. You text it to 777-000 and you might win 2,500. Compete. C-O-M-P-E-T-E. Compete. Text it to 777-000. No purchase necessary. Ends December 7, 2022. See complete official rules at ESPNradio.com/contest. Yes, sir?
Win that money. That's all
win
I
that money,
say.
Yeah.
I just want people to win the money.
How much have we,
it's Wednesday, it's hump day. Just go get the money. Get the
bag,
please.
What day of the contest is this? Do we know offhand? It's like day 14.
It has to be like
120 or 30.
120,000,
130,000 we've given
December
away?
December 7th, which is next Wednesday. So, yeah, we're right there.
Dallas Cowboys are believed to be the front runners to sign Odell Beckham Jr., but how should they use him if they get him? That's coming up, KJ.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Click on the lower right-hand corner of the app. It says more. You scroll down to list to live radio, and we're right there. We're a portable show. You're not tied to your car. You pop your headphones on, your AirPods, whatever, earbuds, and take us with you. So, guys.
You say earpods?
Earbuds, AirPods.
But I knew you were about to say something about what he just said, Jay.
Yeah,
I was about to say something.
I offended the tech world. And Jay said, what? Tech police.
Be careful, man. Elon Musk Twitter. Be careful.
What is it, though, Jay? What is it? Earbuds or
AirPods.
AirPods, but also earbuds, because not everyone has AirPods.
But you said earpods.
What's the difference?
I separated them a little bit.
What's the difference?
Yeah, I mean. Yeah,
one is branded.
Well, one is Apple.
With a certain company. And
random. Oh, okay. I call them earbuds.
Say whatever. Potato.
AirPods, earbuds, headphones.
Another set?
No,
you got to stop. You got to stop. How many have you lost this year?
Literally on Monday. I probably lost this year.
Another one.
Four.
That's not bad. Another one.
That is bad.
What?
Those things cost like $400.
That's extremely bad.
So, and don't let them change the outlet again, like the insert. Like I'm just got lost. I'm done.
The nickel and diming is the stuff that drives you nuts. Wait, so I got to get a different adapter to plug it in and connect it to the thing, and they you know.
Are you an AirPod guy?
But yeah, of course. Yeah.
But the trick though is if you get you have a Tesla, so the Tesla port. Is
not for long, I don't. But for
you
now,
gotta
I do.
Get.
I'm out, Elon. Yeah,
no, stop.
I am. I'm done.
Elon's got to create his own phone.
You got to get the different adapter.
Yeah.
For your car than the one that go into the wall at your house. It's like a whole hustle game that goes on, man. Like they all together. Hey, man, make this for the car, and then I'm gonna be able to sell that, and then you can invest in my company.
Yeah.
Don't say anything. It's like a whole trick bag.
On the other hand, on this show, you just listen, you might win $2,500
every hour. We're giving away money. That's what we're doing. We're giving away money.
No tricks, no nothing. You just text the winning word to 777-000. Already we get, I don't know, how many people is it now that have won $2,500 because we've given away, I think it's 130,000.
130?
I think we're on day 14. I think so. Maybe it's 130.
I stopped counting. I just know we got a lot of money to give away.
A lot of money to give away.
With 70,000 more to give away?
Speaking of money.
Oh, there it is.
Odell Beckham Jr. would like some. So Jerry Jones.
Who has a lot of money.
Jerry Jones is unfazed by the incident on the plane with Odell Beckham Jr. It remains to be seen whether Odell Beckham Jr. is unfazed by the fact that Jerry Jones was in a picture. That is a real thing. I'm not going to stay away from that.
Can we just?
No, absolutely not.
I just don't want to go deep into that right now.
We don't have to go deep.
We're talking about.
We don't have to go deep.
But you say it. It's
no. He
make
only
us...
said it because I made the face, so that's why he said it's a real thing. Because Max brought it up,
thing.
And I'm like,
okay, we don't have to take a deep dive into it. He was there. It was a long time ago.
Yeah,
he should probably drop the curiosity line and just say, "Look, I've grown since then." But okay,
I'm with you. Yeah,
we'll see if that's a deal breaker for Odell Jones. Odell. Jerry Jones said about Odell that he's scheduled to meet with the Cowboys on Monday.
So that means he'll sign on Tuesday.
Which is after he was reportedly set to meet, because hold on, Keith, some money might play into this, right? If the Cowboys think they're going to get him super cheap. The Giants and the Bills.
No, Coach, I'm just telling you, man.
He's going to Dallas.
He's going to Dallas.
Yeah, yeah, right.
I've been in that situation with him where you visit. You got the whole thing. He going to take you out to the star. He going to take you to his house. He going to have the people cooking for you. You know, wife comes over and every jeans there and the kids. And it's just and the trophies and the rings and the star and the stadium and this and that. And
it's
Jerry.
Made for Odell.
And you got Dak Prescott. It just feels like it's made for him.
I just need to hear from Jerry Jones because I wonder how they're going to utilize Odell Beckham Jr.
Here.
We have to have this year. It's very important. The things we do to have him impact this year. So this year has to be a big part of it. Now this year's, of course, we have six regular season games in the playoffs. We've got, in my mind, almost the whole show ahead of us. We've got to have a situation where we can really contribute now.
You see that last line is something that we've talked about because I've heard multiple NFL players, including our own Key, talk about, you know, don't expect crazy things from Odell, right, when he comes back. Like, he's going to be a piece that's going to fit in. But when you hear Jerry Jones say, the last line, we have to have a situation where he can really contribute now. Like, he has to be an impactful player now for this team to be their best.
Well, now just means when he's ready to go. So,
which is when, do you think?
I mean, I can only speculate he's 2 to 3 weeks after he signs.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. They're signing him.
So 3 games regular season and postseason play?
Yeah, they're signing him for the stretch run.
Yeah.
They're not signing him for tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So Sunday will be here. He won't play with the Cowboys.
How would you utilize him, Key? Considering his injury history, right? Coming off 2 years.
Well, it's not even that. It's just how effective can he be on the offense and how will a defense respond to him? Will the defense give him the necessary respect that he got as an old OBJ? Or will they be like, oh, dude, we're not worried about him. We're still concentrating on CeeDee Lamb. So, first of all, you allow CeeDee Lamb to be taken out of the game. You allow you get rid of him. Then you get rid of Michael Gallup. And now let's see if OBJ is the guy. And if that's the case, you put the football in his hands at times. You don't try to build the offense around him. You do exactly what the Rams did. The Rams, the offense and the passing game went through Cooper Kupp. And then OBJ was able to eat off the crumbs, the trickle-down effect.
So it's almost like to the tune of a Super Bowl MVP if he'd have stayed in the game.
Yeah. But it's more so the threat of him being on the field and the attention that comes along with that opens up other opportunities for other people, correct?
Well, no, the attention that comes along with him, but CeeDee Lamb's going to get the attention to start with. And then CeeDee Lamb gets the attention, and now all of a sudden
– Odell makes you pay.
OBJ's going to make you pay at certain times.
And then CeeDee Lamb eats because now you can't just do that anymore, and it has a ripple effect.
Because in the beginning stages of everything, if you go back – and just go back to the Rams, never mind the Giants or the Cleveland, OBJ was getting all of the crumbs. Okay, Cooper Kupp was over there eating, and OBJ get a catch here, catch there. He'd be like, oh, my God, did you see the 70-yard bomb he caught? That wasn't number two plays because Cooper Kupp was the one over there eating. Mm-hmm. But he was getting a little trickle down. Now when you get into the playoffs, you got to the Super Bowl, everything was going to OBJ. And that's how you utilize him.
And it remains to be seen whether it is Dallas, because the one thing is he may not have enough time to reset his market. If a team comes along like the Giants, who really needs a receiver the next couple of years and says, forget about a little deal just for this year, we're going to pay you for the next 2 or 3 years, and we're going to do it right now.
But he's striving for greatness, though. He doesn't have time to be messing around with the G-man.
Hey.
Speaking of a guy who was great in the NFL not too long ago, the last time we saw Deshaun Watson play meaningful snaps, he was a top five quarterback. Is he still even top 10? That's coming up. KJM, ESPN Radio.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Kind of look like the Deshaun Watson we saw in training camp. Looked pretty similar to me. It's going to take some time, I think, for him to reacclimate.
It's different when you are on the practice field, when you are getting reps. He hasn't been in practice or hasn't played since the preseason.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio. You can join the conversation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Guys, the last time Deshaun Watson played meaningful snaps, he was consensus top five quarterback in the NFL. Is that still the case? 888-SAY-ESPN. Here's Kevin Stefanski, the Browns head coach, of course, on Deshaun Watson.
He was here all spring, all summer, has been in back in the building. I've met with him this morning. Sean spent a lot of time with his teammates. I think they've all enjoyed having him back and being a part of the team. Next step is obviously being out there, taking all the first team reps. He's been doing a nice job getting the defense ready with the scout team reps that he's gotten. So I think he's done a nice job with his time away, physically staying sharp, mentally staying sharp. So I think he'll be ready to roll.
All right, Key, what do you expect from Deshaun?
Well, I expect for him to struggle at times. I mean, he's got to get acclimated to the speed of the game again. I mean, he's been away from it for a year and a half or so from live action. So I expect for him to struggle and some balls to come out looking wobbly at times. But in the end, I think he's going to wind up being Deshaun Watson that we saw a year and a half ago, his last game. That's the guy we're going to see. The Kansas City playoff game, like that's the guy we're going to see at some point in time before the end of this year.
Riding the bike, Max. I'm trying to tell you, like, the speed of the game is always a certain slight level of adjustment, getting more comfortable with game reps for sure. But you can only imagine though, like when you go through something like any adverse or any challenge, like you go back to the safe haven, which is the sport, right? Spending time with your sport. And for me, I think Deshaun may be a tad bit rusty. I'm not putting expectations that he's going to lead them to the playoffs, but I don't think he's going to miss that much of a beat, man. I think he's going to come out firing.
Did you have him a top five quarterback when he left?
Yes.
Would you guess that he's top five now? The reason I ask, guys, is because it's not just that. Like, can he get back to where he was? And he was still ascending, right? He's still getting better. But the league back then did not have this level of Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow,
Geno Smith,
Tua, Jalen Hurts, none of these young stud quarterbacks. I just named five of easily the top 10 quarterbacks in the league. None of them were on that level when Deshaun last played football. They're all on this level now. And there are other guys, too.
20 years ago.
What's that?
He said back then, you make it sound like it was
20
years ago.
No, right. A lot has happened in the last two NFL seasons. I just named five different quarterbacks.
A lot of people have gotten better in the last year and a half. There's
no
question about it. No
question, right? So yeah. So that's why I'm asking. Would you still guess that he's top five?
I still say he's a top five talent.
I would guess he's no longer top five. The question is...
But see, Max, I said top five talent.
I hear what you're saying, so he has to get back. Right,
yes.
Yeah. I don't know that he is. Like, I don't know that he's a top five talent. Maybe.
I think
a lot of talent.
Here's what I'm going to say. Nothing's changed for him. Only things changed for him is a different team, different uniforms, different coaches.
Better team.
And different environment. Remember, he's not hurt. So he didn't miss any time. He's still, over the last year and a half or so, even when he was going through all of what he was going through in the entire year that he set out leading up until he was traded to Cleveland, where he got to participate in mini camps and all that sort of stuff, he was doing football acclimated things. The speed of the game is the only thing that he has to get used to again. Things flashing in front of him. As far as his skill set goes, he's probably gotten better because he's been able to fine tune along with Quincy Avery, his quarterback coach, some of the things he's been able to fine tune that he didn't have a year and a half ago.
And new perspective. You step away. You could see it from a different angle. The whole, I get it, guys. I get it. I'm saying there's that component. There's also the ascension of Justin Herbert and Josh Allen and Jalen Hurts and Tua Tagovailoa and Joe Burrow. That's a whole new crop of guys. Dave in Maryland. What do you think about Deshaun Watson?
I don't think he thinks.
I love how y'all doing, fellas.
What's
first
up,
of all, I love the show. Love Key. Jay, not so much. You're from Duke. I forgive you. But as far as for this topic, as far as for this topic, y'all are crazy. This dude hasn't played in almost two full seasons. And for people that you all have played this professional sports to know, this man has missed game action for almost two seasons. I don't care. Sitting on the sideline practicing ain't the same thing. You need that game reps. All these guys that caught up to him are better than him. Listen,
this is why
let me
I
just make my own point, and I hear
game,
you. I hear
man.
You. Okay, but listen, I'm not saying he won't get back to that level, but to think he's going to just walk out there, Herbert, Burrow,
how long will it take
Dak, all these guys are better than him right now. Eventually he will get there. There's no
Dave,
question
what's
about
eventually?
It.
How long?
I'd say at least another season, another
so
full
next
season.
Year. Middle of next
Absolutely.
Year, he's back to himself.
Yeah, he's not going to be anywhere good this year.
Dave,
anywhere
is that middle of next year, is he a top five quarterback?
Nope, he still ain't there. It'll be at least two full seasons before he gets to that level. There's too many of the quarterbacks that have ascended better than him, and I don't think he can supersede them.
Now, a couple have dropped out, too. Rodgers and Brady are not what they were a couple years ago, at least not playing that way now,
yeah,
right?
Dave is completely wrong. And the reason Dave is wrong is because Deshaun is not injured. He has done football-acclimated things. All he has to do is get up to speed. Once he gets up to speed and he can process, but mind you, he's been in Cleveland. It's not like he just all of a sudden he dropped into Cleveland yesterday. He's been there. He's had an opportunity to understand the playbook. He was there doing mini camps in summer training. So he has a grasp of what they want to do. The speed of the game is what he needs to catch up to. That's not going to take him till next year to catch up to the speed
by
of the
way,
game.
And by then, CJ and Caleb, and there's a whole new wave of quarterbacks coming in addition to the fact that all these young quarterbacks have ascended in his absence. I'm just saying they paid $230 million to get a premium.
CJ Stroud can't run like Deshaun Watson.
I got it.
So that was exposed against Michigan.
He's also not 6'5 or whatever.
Yeah, that was exposed against Michigan. He's not the type of running quarterback that Deshaun
And also, Max, like, don't forget about the weapon of Nick Chubb, man, and Kareem Hunt. Like, the
and
run
Amari
game,
Cooper's there.
The run game and the options that he has now, even if he is a little rusty, that's a lot of talent to have around him. He's never had that kind of talent around
Amari
him.
No doubt. Cooper, he's been on bad teams.
No, well, except that one year they made a little run in the playoffs
because of him?
Kansas City.
But it wasn't like he was surrounded by an incredible
D-Hop.
Talent.
D-Hop was the best receiver that he had. I mean, Andre Johnson was at the end, but D-Hop was he kind of has a D-Hop in Amari Cooper,
right,
which is a huge.
Not exactly, but yeah.
I mean,
but
Amari Cooper's an all-pro.
Yeah, he's one. He's a one.
Yeah, he's that's one. Big to have
legit
as a quarterback.
One. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he might drop a few here and there, but he's still legit.
Yeah, D-Hop ain't dropping nothing. Sam in Maryland, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Yes, I'm calling because this is crazy. Deshaun Watson is awesome. Y'all are looking at the idea that he hasn't played in a while, but the simple fact, this man is a Hall of Fame quarterback. Mind you, y'all gonna find out that he's really, really awesome. I mean, my thing is because he haven't been playing or whatever based upon the situation doesn't mean that he still don't have the skills. He's there. He's better than some of them quarterbacks that's playing right now. Give him a chance. See what he can do in these remaining games, and then you can judge him from that.
Well, that's what I said. His skills are probably better for sitting and fine-tuning it and working on certain stuff that he necessarily wouldn't have been able to work on during the course of a season. He's not injured. So let's start there, okay? Speed of the game. That's where he's got to get used to that again. How fast are these linebackers? Who's coming off the edge? Oh, my God, I didn't see that corner 2 years ago flash like
when
that.
When you pay a guy at a position in sports, it's not just, oh, he's good, right? Because good is relative to everyone else in the league who does what you do. And when you say good, everyone in the NFL is really, really good. They're the best in the world. We're talking about compared to the other guys who play that same position on the other teams. When he got $230 million guaranteed off of that very bad behavior, right? He did it. He got that money because the people recognize That's a top five talent. It gives us an absolute premium at the most important position. I'm not arguing he can't still be that. What I'm saying is it still top five? When Deshaun Watson left, he'd never been to a Super Bowl. Burrow's been to a Super Bowl. When Deshaun Watson left, he was a cut under Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes is still right there. Josh Allen last year played at least as well as Deshaun Watson has ever played. Justin Herbert, if you want me to take between Herbert and Watson, I'm probably taking Herbert.
That's
right?
Because you saw Herbert recently.
Maybe that could be. I'm just saying.
You know that, right?
Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, not on the radar, like 2 years ago. No, that's all recency bias, though, right?
Because you've seen it lately. So just because you've seen it, now all of a sudden you question, well, can Deshaun Watson live up? The last year he played, man, he was single-handedly keeping him in the hunt.
He was incredible. Of course, but I'm just saying the league was not quite as competitive with young quarterbacks as it is now.
I hear the league being more competitive, but look at the stats here.
Yep, he's 70% of his passes in 2020 when he played. Okay,
yeah, he's great.
His touchdown interception rate was 24 to 5. I get everything that you're saying, but it's recency bias as to think that okay, all of a sudden because he was moved away from football for a minute, that he just lost everything.
Don't think that. I don't think that. I think he'll be back to being. I think he'll be better than he's ever been at some point. Right?
Yeah.
We have not seen the best of him on the football field. I'm just saying you could say that about 5-10 other guys in the league right now, and I'm wondering where he fits in. Rick in Ohio.
I want to say that I'm a Browns fan for 60 years, and I'm hoping so, but it's going to be, like Max said, probably middle of next year before he gets back to being a top 10 guy, I believe.
All right.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable.
The season's over.
Yeah, right. He's got a handful of games this year.
This is preseason for him.
That's why I say you're
going to see – what did I start off by saying? You're going to see some flashes. You're going to see some wobbly balls throwing in the air. Then you're going to see some balls in the dirt, but then you're going to see him run for 60-yard gain. Then you're going to see him throw an interception.
Win a game in the fourth quarter with an incredible throw.
Win a game and put him in field goal range. And then you're going to see him lose a game because he throws a pick six. I mean, that's what's going to happen until they get in the next year.
All right. You can keep weighing in. The last time Deshaun Watson played meaningful snaps, he was a top five quarterback. Will that still be the case? And listen, the quarterback landscape in the NFL is changing. So the question really is, where do you think he is likely to fit in? He used to be top five before Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Tua. Before these guys were really where they are now, he was top five. Is he still? Where is he? Where does he rank among starting quarterbacks in the NFL?
I think for me, he's still a top 10 quarterback.
Well, you have a list about this. I'm just waiting for them to roll out your production, actually. There it is, Keys Real Rankings. Top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL right now.
Well, look, and this goes a lot of different ways because it's recency bias, it's all of those things, but it's also what I think. If you dropped him in the National Football League and you just said, these quarterbacks are better than him. Would you take these quarterbacks before Deshaun Watson today?
Let's go 1 through 10.
Today, though.
Okay. All right.
Not tomorrow, not last week, but right now. Patrick Mahomes is clear. He's number one.
Yep. Number one.
It's Patrick Mahomes. Let's not even waste that conversation. He's better than everybody in the league at the position.
Whoever it is.
Let's stop playing games.
Number two.
Jalen Hurts is certainly shocking and surprising to a lot of people at number two. But I'm not thinking about him completing 80% of his passes all the time. I'm just talking about as a football player that can run and throw and drop dimes on people's head like they're handoffs. He sits at number two for me.
Number three.
Josh Allen sits at number three. Preseason hype, all the yeast. Oh, my God, he's going to win multiple championships in 1 year. I mean, that's what the Buffalo's going to win 10 in 1 year.
Can they repeat this year?
He needs to just clean up the late game interceptions, and I think he will. He sits at three.
Number four.
Number four, Joe Burrow, a young man who came off ACL, took his team to the Super Bowl a year ago. They're starting to show some promise in Cincinnati again. T. Higgins stepping up to the plate. He gets Ja'Marr Chase back. Who knows what that offense is going to do? He sits at four.
Number five.
Justin Herbert just continue to be quiet at the way he's playing. He gets a little extra credit like Tua for the concussions. He gets them for the ribs, staying and fighting through it. He is sitting at number five.
Number six.
Number six, Lamar Jackson. I don't care what anybody thinks about Lamar's passing ability. I take this dude in a heartbeat at my quarterback. Hey, you call it what you want to call it. He runs the ball. He throws the ball. He does it all.
Number seven.
Here's where it gets interesting for me. See, I knew Jay would laugh. Tua. Tua has done some amazing things this year.
What?
Very accurate. I mean, he's just, you can't, I don't like left-hand quarterbacks, but I like him.
Getting rid of that thing quick.
Getting rid of the football fast. He's learned a valuable lesson here this year, I'm sure. Don't hold on to that sucker. And number eight, Dak Prescott. I know a lot of people think Dak Prescott is a little bit of a fraud wearing number four for the Dallas Cowboys. You get a lot of mixed opinions on who Dak Prescott is. I like him because I think he throws some amazing footballs. He had, like, handoffs. So I sit him at eight.
Number nine.
And then number nine, Aaron Rodgers, bad year. Aaron Rodgers, bad year, but he's still one of the top quarterbacks in the league. You know, spitting the ball all over the field, lasers. We see him make some amazing throws. It's just crazy to just see where the Green Bay Packers are as a team this year. But this dude, in a heartbeat, man. Oof. If you said, hey, you need one quarterback for a single year, you're probably going to go between him and Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
I mean, that's just the reality of it.
Number 10.
And number 10, Deshaun Watson. And Deshaun Watson, I think because his ability, the last time I saw him, to put a team on his back, okay, to run the football when he needs to in the RPO game, but also his ability to process the information and do some of the Superman-type things that he was able to do, the Houdini, the Whirly Birds, throwing, getting out of harm's way. He just was a gem to watch. I mean, he really was, Jay. And so I sit him at number 10, and there's guys that are going to be missing. There is no Tom Brady in this list. There is no Kyler Murray in this list. There's no Geno Smith in this list. There's no Kirk Cousins in this list. Because I think Deshaun Watson is better than those guys that I just named. Now, Kyler Murray, to me, is just a wild card because of the running around. Everything seems to be off schedule, and that could be a part of Cliff Kingsbury. And I think Kyler Murray is certainly putting things out there that once he gets rid of Cliff Kingsbury, he'll be much better at the quarterback position. So this is my top 10 guys.
I really don't typically have issues with your rankings every damn week.
Really?
I mean, it's not real. I really don't have any issues with
it. It's an excellent list.
I mean, as it relates to playing now, though, I would probably take Tua over Lamar, right? Because I've seen Lamar and them blow double-digit leads and how he's played a little bit. Like, I would take Tua, but that's whatever.
Quibbling.
I'll put Tua at six.
That's fine.
I agree. I have
Tua goes to six. Yay!
I have minor quibbles with this.
I'm with Deshaun Watson being 10 here. Like, I would take Deshaun Watson this year over Tom Brady and Kyler.
By the way, you know who I haven't mentioned who's also ascending, and Deshaun Watson's going to be competing for those top spots, guys? We haven't even mentioned this guy, but he will be competing, making it more difficult to be called a top five quarterback eventually, is Justin Fields. Justin Fields continues to develop, and they put a team around him. He's going to make himself a case as the top five. Yeah. And Trevor Lawrence,
Jalen Hurts. Yeah, but this is right now.
This is right now. My only quip, I think it's an excellent list. I'd have Rodgers higher. I agree with the 10, by the way.
You have Rodgers higher over Dak, Tua? Or
even though he's had a bad year, but still I'd have to take Rodgers.
It's really just about this year, Max. I'll be a damn fool in a year if we say at the start of the season, if I'm taking Dak Prescott over Aaron Rodgers.
If it's just about this year, the only thing I would quibble with maybe is moving Tua up a little bit.
So, Key,
where's he going? In front of who?
Well, this year, his play this year, I'd move. But that's why I'm saying
I could put him in front of Justin Herbert.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe.
But Herbert.
Maybe four.
Herbert's a lot.
Maybe four. Four.
Yeah, if you're asking who would I take this year, I'm taking Herbert, right? I'll take Herbert over Tua.
Herbert throws a pick six against Kansas City. That's not Herbert's fault.
Mm-hmm.
It's two people's fault that is. The coaches for not realizing Gerald Everett needed to get out of the game, and Gerald Everett realizing that I shouldn't stay in the game. That's who fault it is.
Hey, we're presented by Progressive Insurance. Justin and Raleigh, what you got? What you think about Deshaun Watson?
Good morning, guys. Hey, I love the show. I wanted to say is, look, I think plugging in Watson, it's going to go smooth as can be, being in a quarterback-friendly offense with LeFanski. Like King Henry said, man, he's got one of the best running backs in the league to hand the ball off. You know, Jay Will said it's like riding a bike. Well, guess what? He's going to find that bike in the locker room in Houston, Texas this weekend. He's going to shake the rust off. I think he's going to come in, plug in, play great, to be honest with you. Top 10 talent easily. I would say that, you know, just given the personal matters put aside, his talent alone with his fresh leg,
it's going to take him maybe one half of football. I've watched Deshaun Jackson play throughout Clemson, man. The guy's got a God-given talent. Give him a half of football. I'm going to shut up the haters in the next two years.
Yeah, Jackson. I thought he made a lot of good points there, guys.
Max, we got a lot of different names. Deshaun's, Keyshawn's, LeSean's.
You find that bike in the Houston Texans' old locker room, you dust that thing off, and you just don't ride it like I rode it. That's fine.
That's the thing.
Hey, yo.
Jay, I'm offended by that for you. Listen, he is playing the team he wanted out of in his return.
Yeah, I don't like that.
On a good team. I thought the guy made a lot of points, Justin, just now from in a quarterback-friendly coach. Yeah. The whole thing with weapons. He might.
Telling you, dude.
He might look top 5 week 1.
He's going to be all right.
Yeah.
I can't
wait
to see where he's going to be on the list next week for kids.
Did I ever tell you? What's that?
I can't wait to see where Deshaun Watson, after one game, where he will be on the list next week.
Oh, we have on the list next week already?
Well, I think we might as well track it, right?
Let's track Deshaun.
Let's track it week by week
Deshaun
where
tracker.
He is.
Okay. Aaron Rodgers said the Packers have a chance to run the last 5 and see where we stand after that. Is he right? How confident are you the Packers can make a playoff run? Coming up.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.